Blog Talk Radio.
He's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And tonight, I'm joined by the homie, guest hosting in the house, my main man, Joshua. Say hi, Joshua. You can say hi. One time. No? Not gonna say nothing. Anyway. I'm joined by my homeboy, Joshua. He guest hosting. If y'all want to call us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You want to say hi, Joshua?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right, I'd just like to say hi to the world. And thank you, brother, for having me on.
All right. And once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Call us. You know, we want to hear from you. We always want to hear from you. Questions, comments, concerns, you can hit us up there. If you're too shy to call in, you can always email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I appreciate every email. And as a matter of fact, I have an email to read, which we'll read later on this segment. Now, as always, we start off with the things that crazy people do. One of them is stabbing your boyfriend in the groin because he ate all the salsa. this is in Akron, Ohio. Phyllis Jefferson. I guess she was mad at her boyfriend because he ate all the salsa in the house. So he stabbed him with a pin in the groin. I mean, they were arguing about the salsa. I guess she really, really wanted that salsa. She had a taste for it. And so when she broke some chips out and there wasn't no salsa, that was it. I gotta kill you now. Or at least stab you. I don't know. That sounds like something that crazy people do. What you think? No think? No thought? Yeah. I think we may be having some technical difficulties here. While we do this. We'll do that, because that was kind of brutal. So anyway, yeah, Phyllis Jefferson, extra special, stabbing your boyfriend in the groin for salsa. I'm just saying that's like not normal. Normal people don't do that. But can I say it's different? And speaking of different, living in North Carolina, I guess, it's not illegal in North Carolina to stand in your doorway naked. And, I mean, I guess it shouldn't be, but I don't understand people who think that, yeah, I'm in the doorway naked, so I'm chilling. I don't quite get it. But anyway, my man Joshua, you back?
You got me?
I got you.
I keep talking. I can't hear nothing. Sorry about that.
Right. No problem. We hear you perfectly now. I was talking about in North Carolina, apparently it's not illegal to stand in your doorway naked. So I don't quite understand why you would want to do it. I mean, unless you were just like buffed out. And you just wanted the whole world.
or if you were living in the suburbs and you want to know your neighbors, let your neighbors know that you made it. I don't really got much against that one.
So that's how you show them you made it, by standing in the doorway naked.
You know, it goes ties all it ties back into the Adam and Eve story. We're naked before.
Adam and Eve got to do with standing naked in the doorway?
Just the whole nakedness in the beginning of time. Free. Let it all hang.
All right. So?
I don't see a problem with that, brother.
Yeah, I mean, if you out there listening, you want to express your freedom right there in your doorway.
Right there in the doorway.
In North Carolina, though, anywhere else they're gonna take your ass to jail. But North Carolina,
yeah,
it ain't.
Especially if the kid walk next door.
Especially
out here in California.
Yeah, that might mess up your neighbor's kids. Like, mommy, our neighbor Joshua was standing naked in the door.
Well, the good thing is we stay in California where you can barely do anything.
And, I mean, there's a few things you can do here, but I wouldn't advise that. Yeah. I don't think that's a cool thing to do. It's like, I have a thing against scientists. You know, there's the things that they do as far as experiments, and they get paid to do them. But apparently, scientists are like, they found a way to give rat card on.
What?
Yeah, they're actually, scientists are apparently shining lights on rat penises to give them a hard on.
What? Did it say anything about what human purpose that serves?
No. I mean, I guess because, you know, they try it on rats first and then they apply it to humans later. I mean, I guess what we could do is, you know, if we were sitting in the dark, we can just, like, get a flashlight and see, does that work? Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, try that at home by yourself, though. If you're listening, don't do that in public.
Please don't.
Yeah. Might not go over that well, people out there. And I'm going to say his name, Martin Fussinger. That's what Martin Fussinger published in the paper last week. In detail. How to use optogenetics to stimulate erections in rats. Yeah. Use the light.
And somehow you mean to tell me that that's not animal abuse?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the animal. I mean...
You said it depends on animal?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Would the rat be mad? Like the female rat, is she mad if you shine the light on the male rat and he get an erection and she's like, yeah, I'm ready?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the animal. I think it's all about your status. Like, if you're considered a scientist, you can do whatever you want to an animal. But the average person couldn't do that to an animal without law coming down on them. It's considered animal cruelty.
Well, I mean, technically, if somebody was listening and they had a whatchamacallit, they had a dog, they wanted to test the theory out, nobody would know. Your light starts shining, your flashlight on your dog's penis.
Oh, God.
I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that technically you can do it. And if you want to send the results, if you try it, you want to send the results, you can send it to Josh at,
No, absolutely not.
But anyway, we gonna go into one of our questions. One of the listeners, I won't say their name, I'll just say Miss Sanchez, asked, why do people like swing parties? You wanna grab that one? You wanna give your opinion?
It's just the safest way, honestly, to me, it's the safest way to cheat. That's basically what it boils down to.
The safest way to cheat. I've never cheated. All
right. Hey, I'm cheating on you in your face. And the good thing is, if I'm going to cheat on my wife, she gets her the kind of responsibility to pick who I'm going to do it with.
Oh, you going to give her the responsibility?
Got to give her some kind of power or she wouldn't be all into a swingers party. You got to give the woman some kind of leverage.
Okay. You gonna let her give you the power to pick who she gonna cheat with?
She get that power, but you know it gotta be with me to have a little power to veto if you override a few of her decisions, brother.
Override the decision.
Gotta override, because at the end of the day, I am the commander in chief. So you gotta go. Gotta do what you gotta do, brother.
All right.
But the good thing is I ain't got the situation I'm not dealing with. For all. Right. Just thought for all married people out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my opinion is like people like swing parties, like he said. I mean, I guess it's the safest way to cheat, and I guess if that's what you want to do, you ain't got to get out there and search for nobody. They already there.
Yeah, technically it's telling the guy, hey, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but I might want to be with other people in the process, but you're my life mate. I know it. I just know it.
All right. That was deep, man. Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for that express detail on the swing life. I hope Miss Sanchez that answers your question. It's a way for you and your mate to bond. You can say me and you together forever, and me and him too, and me and her too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for the good question, Miss Sanchez.
Now I there's something I want to get into, but I'm gonna wait to the next segment because it's something that I think you'll be down for until you hear the details. Then you probably ain't gonna be down for it no more. In the meanwhile, we gonna go on a break here. This is Chino XL, Nunca.
There will never be another you. You've traveled so far to get here. Don't allow the world to make you forget why our ancestors are with you and will lead you.
Never will your mental conquer me. Never lost my energy. Never take my history. Never block my destiny. Never did love follow me. I'll never return to poverty. I'm fooled by sake of jealousy. If I have it in marriage, I won't lie. Some nights I feel like I've been forsaken by God. Merciless, blissless, high risk, piss, clenched fist, a masochistic, sadistic from every verse in this. Behold my
With your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my homie Joshua, who's co-hosting tonight and apparently killing a whole lot of things on the other side. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing over there, but yeah, Joshua in the house. That was Chino XL, Nunca. And, tonight I'm premiering a new segment called the Dick Factor, where we gonna talk about people that are basically dicks and how that factors in on the things that they do. And we're gonna start off in Indiana. I don't know if anybody's heard of that religious freedom law that they have there.
Yeah.
I'm not quite understanding it. Because basically, you allow businesses and individuals to deny services to gays, and I'm like, it ain't the owners that have to worry about it. It's the people who actually work for it. Technically, I have to figure out who's gay and who's not. I ain't got time for all that.
Don't think nobody do.
Most people in Indiana. Yeah, I didn't know that gay people were that dangerous where you couldn't like sell them soda. It's like gremlins. Like you sell them soda after midnight, it's gonna be like 35 of them when you wake up in the morning.
Man.
I'm just trying to get who thought that was a good idea. Like, you know what? We gonna pass this law that says, hey, we just ain't gonna serve gay people soda or whatever the hell they trying to buy. Not even like a real issue. Kind of weird. But that's the dick factor. You have to be a true dick to think of something like that, like, yeah, that's a good idea. You put thought into it. You have somebody write it out, like 2,000 words on why we not going to serve people. It's kind of stupid.
So I'm not serving the soda. Maybe it's a pop and a soda. It's a pop. Soda pop.
Yeah, potato chips, whatever. Cotton candy. Cotton ball.
Well, if that's the case, at least that's the one step to end obesity. At least we know that a lot of gay people won't be obese if they can't drink soda down there. One less thing that they got to worry about.
Okay.
Hey.
Is that it? That's the secret thing? They want to end gay obesity?
Nah, they don't want to. They want to oppress gay people from doing what they want to do, but that's just the way I want to look at it. At the end of the day, it's, with their ignorance, it's actually helped fight a cause. in life.
Fight the power.
Fight it.
Yeah.
No matter how strong that power is.
Yeah, or dumb. Now, I don't know if you know, but I know you watch Jon Stewart's The Daily Show. Well, he stepped down, and his successor is a comedian, a black guy from South Africa, Trevor Noah. Pretty funny cat.
Okay.
I've seen him a few times. His stand-up is raw. And I guess as soon as he was named as The Daily Show successor, people started looking at his past tweets and was like, oh, he joked about Jewish people and women since he joined Twitter back in 2009. And it was offensive and sexist and anti-Semitic. Like, you really go a tweet, like 100 characters, at best 140. He told a joke, which I'm guessing, because nobody posted anything that he said that was really offensive, that it wasn't really offensive.
Well, I'm pretty sure if they didn't announce someone that wasn't black, that issue wouldn't even be a question. Society nowadays is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he's a funny dude. I mean, I'm going to watch the show just because he's on it. That's just me.
I'm gonna look into him. I've heard about the situation with him stepping down. I didn't know that they named a successor that soon. I gotta look into that.
Oh, he's a funny dude. In his stand up, it's funny because he's from Africa. And one part of his stand up, he was talking about how people would always be talking about Africa and they have that image in your head where you see the kids with the flies on their lips, whatnot. And he's like, yeah, man, I've been living there all my life, and I have never seen that.
Well, again, I gotta look into him. I can't really say much on who he is.
Yeah, well, I've seen the funny cat. You check him out, and you can make a decision. Now there is a hater. I know you know Roger Moore, right? Who used to play James Bond.
Uh huh.
But you know, he came out because you know they have been considering Idris Elba as a James Bond, and so
that would be awesome.
Out. Yeah, but not according to Roger Moore. He thought it was the exact opposite of awesome. Yeah, because he said the next Bond should be English.
Uh-huh.
Even though Idris Elba was born in London.
Okay. Now, if that would have happened, that would have been the equivalent of James Bond being Black Dynamite. Black man, might actually be.
Yeah, but they already have a black dude.
Yeah, that's still unheard of. Well, not unheard of, but it's rare.
Yeah. It's kind of terrible that he would come out and he's like, although James may have been played by Scott Welshman and an Irishman, I think he should be English. Nevertheless, it's an interesting idea, but unrealistic.
Huh. He might not be getting that role.
Yeah, but Roger Moore, I mean, you know, he ain't been James Brown or relevant. He's James Bond since 85, and he ain't been relevant since 1985. So, I mean, yeah, your words was hot in the street 30 years ago. Not now.
Well, wishful thinking.
I just hate that. A lot of hate for no reason. It's like they ain't gonna bring your old ass back to be James Bond.
Right.
Word. It shouldn't even be on your mind. It shouldn't even be on your, like, he should be English. But you not English.
Well, I think he wants to be the James Bond version of the way they treat Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's old as hell, still doing movies.
Okay. But, I mean, obviously, the guy who played this past James Bond, it didn't do that well.
Right.
Well,
I wouldn't really know about that because I never really liked James Bond series anyway.
Me neither. I never thought it was... Me neither. I've never really been a James Bond guy. It's like, okay, yeah, he's a super spy, gets all the chicks, kills everybody all by himself. Yeah, that's going to happen.
And not to mention he's just excellent killer as Caucasian.
Yeah, that too. Now, now there's something that's really funny. You know how the people who are disrespected are always expected to apologize. Case in point, to Taraji Henson, you know, who's in Empire, you know, she's...
Taraji P. Henson, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, her son had got stopped, a traffic stop. And, you know, she was like, hey, racial profiling. So I guess people got upset with that on Instagram, whatnot, and Twitter was like, yeah, she shouldn't be saying that, even though it more than likely was true.
Right.
You know, and the police, and this is the funny thing, they released a video of the traffic stop where they show the officer is respectfully dealing with him. I'm like... That don't mean he wasn't profiling. Just because he didn't beat him and kill him, that don't mean you did something good. It's like, that's what you're supposed to do. Supposed to deal with us respectfully. It's like, you want a medal because, I didn't beat your son. I didn't shoot him.
Well, that goes back to when I was telling you about the college student saying the racial song on the camera, and the black athlete at, I believe it was Oklahoma, who was verbally mad, like he's real aggressive.
Yeah, he's upset.
And then, yeah, he was upset and turned around. He apologized before even one person from that sorority apologized. He apologized for his actions, which he was not wrong for. He was just reacting to something that he's seen that
right.
Went viral. So, yeah, people that have been disrespected always seem to be the first to apologize.
Yeah, I'm not quite understanding why she had to apologize. Yeah, you know, I'm apologizing because you treated my son with respect. I mean, come on. And I'm apologizing because I was mad because racist was talking about me and my people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm apologizing for that. Woo! You know what? But we gonna do because we not in a happy place right now. I want us to be in a happy place. I'm gonna leave the United States here. You wanna leave the United States? We gonna go to Montreal. We gonna go to Canada. You know what's Canada?
No.
Canada has the Temple of Priapus. It's a church dedicated to worshiping the dick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at the Temple of Priapus, all church members worship dick. It's a prerequisite. Actually started off here in Frisco as a tribute to the Greek god of fertility.
Uh-huh.
Aphrodite, and they've opened up temples in other cities, including Montreal.
No, I was just going to say that would be something that would be interesting to look into.
I thought that, and they put out a documentary that's out today on video on demand and DVD, the Dickumentary, where mm-hmm. they talk about how cultures have worshipped it and circumcised it, and men have fought ways to make it larger. And I guess they say that Dickumentary is trying to answer the questions of our time. What happened to Jesus' foreskin? Why do Hindus worship Shiva's dick? And does size really matter? And according to their website, the church says that the male sex organ is holy. So ladies, if you're out there listening, if you got one in your hand right now, praise the dick. It's a holy instrument that you got in your hand right now. If you're thinking about one, you have the right thought, according to the Church of Trinity. And I guess what the other part is that they say it's so holy that at least 4 hours a week. Hey, you breaking up here, man. God.
Yeah.
You breaking up there, man.
All right, hang up the call back.
It's like, really? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Good.
Okay, so what I was saying was, according to this church, at least 4 hours a week should be devoted to masturbation or assisting of the poor that God. What you think about that?
Nah, I can't do 4 hours. That's...
At 4 hours a week?
It's pretty steep. It's a masturbation.
Well, I guess others are supposed to assist toward the goal.
Oh, cool. Well, should that end up time then?
Yeah, the only thing, I mean, because everything sounded good, except for I found out the explicit details about the church. Only men, not
okay.
Men. Yes, it's an all-male church. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, that kind of dampened my spirit a little bit. Then,
that just made me sad.
Yeah, and there's one other thing. If you wanted to be a member, you must participate in an interview where you submit to sexual desires of church elders.
Oh, no. I take back everything I just said. It's not something I'll be looking into.
Now, yeah. They said that they will welcome the females if females want to become members of the church, and I will reserve my thoughts and my membership until there it's like female membership and it's like females who are elders, because that whole submitting to some dudes with sexual that can't happen. It's like I'm just tearing up my application right there. I gotta do what?
Did you do any look it up if there's an all female segregation like that? Congregation?
You know what?
That would be something I'll be looking to join.
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. I thought when I first was reading up on them, like, man, they must have a lot of female members. They don't. They said that females are welcome. But, you know, it's kind of tough when there is no female. And, I mean, we are not gay men, so that whole submitting to the sexual desires of the elders, it's not really that appealing to me.
Yeah, Canada's kind of suspect now.
Yeah.
I think I won't be able to listen to a Drake track for a while now.
He might be a member.
That's why I got to take a good close look at this guy's life history.
But you know what? You know what we should do? Because they say it started off in Frisco, maybe we can be the elders and we can start an Oakland chapter.
Of what? Of the exact thing that Canada's doing? Or
no, because we are the ones who will be in charge of picking membership.
Okay.
So, I mean, we just say, hey, it's like open to females only. And they have to submit to the interview. We have to interview with us. Me and you would be church elders. What you think? I think we should petition for a charter.
I think we should look into that.
Yeah. Church of Priapus. I mean, because then all of a sudden we wouldn't have to pay taxes either because we'd be a church.
Stick it to the man.
Hey, it's not even, it's legal. I won't say that I necessarily worship Dick. I appreciate mine. I'm sure most guys out there appreciate theirs. And if, and, you know, we can be out there, we can be apostles for Dick. Spread the gospel.
Okay, maybe. Well, hopefully we can run a good campaign like the women who wants to, you know, go that braless.
So ladies, if you're listening, if you're interested in me and Josh's church, we're looking at opening up a chapter here in Oakland, Church of Priapus, where you can come in and worship Dick.
Praise it.
Yeah, praise it. You know, you can sing about it, write songs about it. It's going to be a temple dedicated to the penis, where you can go in and feel comfortable in praising penis. Yeah.
Membership is free for the first 500.
And at 501.
Oh, God. 501. Strange 501. Strange things going to start happening.
Well, we'll put you in charge of the membership drive. I will definitely be there for the interviews.
That's cool. So,
yeah. And on that note, I think we need a break. I think we need a break. We talking too much Dick, so we need a break from Dick. So this is MF Doom, Con Karn.
Darker than the East River, larger than the Empire State, where the beast who guards the barbed wire gate is on the job, not my fate. Tired of the wait till the villain brings deliverance from the dire straits. Fire at a higher rate. Why to make the liars, flyers, scatter by your plate, isolate the wires. Try the straight pliers, if not the vice grips. A real price saver way to acquire nice whips. What a steal for real on wheels of steel. Stunner, a funner summer, number one meal deal bummer. A bizarre phenomenon is your armor on. Take your cash karma or break your fast Ramadan. Tron, Vax on, drama on. Come on, Barney. Clack, clack, pardon me. Whack, rap, my carny. He came to feed the children's like Sally Struthers. After that, he's going back to Cali with the wilder than the Nile. Whole power like the great pyramids of Giza. And stay leaning like the Tower of Pisa. Give him something he can feel, that softer squeezer. Roar with the pennant on the mic or
shot off that wide eye talk. If he had a pot, he'd still piss on the sidewalk. Can't take the street out the street person. Looking for the perfect beat to worsen into heat person. They couldn't spot him on a spot date. Got the only take that come with a free hot plate. Whoever do get to see me sing with the 3D rain sitting stationary like BB King can see how it really stinks. It ain't no front row. Standing room only at the motocross sun show. The roughest ain't up to snuffle up against me and Southers like the Brown Smothers brothers. Faster than the 70s, bigger than Mount Kilimanjaro. If they don't know, fill them in tomorrow on the horror show. A mental note, return Bob's record. Swear to God before he gives a job, he robs Hecker. Blessed with a hot flow, tested and got dough. Invested in stress, the best to finesse the opto. As I reminisce, never forgot when I was very broke. Shot the Henny straight, couldn't afford the cop and cherry coke. Or should I say broke with wealth? To know enough to give him just enough rope to yoke himself. Plan B before I take the ring and pawn it. The long arm of the law couldn't even put their fingers on it. Doggone it, through the statistics. How he busts lyrics, too futuristic for ballistics. And far too eccentric for forensics. I dedicate this mix to Sub Rock, the hip hop Hendrix.
Your host, Mr. F the N word, and I'm joined by my homie guest host of the night, Josh. You were,
yeah,
that was MF Doom, Con Karn, and yeah, you know, there was a we was having a conversation this weekend, and there was a movie that I forgot, the most racist movie ever. I mean, this is. It's the highest level of racism in a movie. Birth of a Nation. Birth of a Nation is a movie about, I guess, black men who are chasing after white women and trying to rape them, and the Klan coming in to save them. It's like two hours. That's the movie. It's like. And when people talk about, oh, the greatest movies of all time, they put that as in the top five. I'm like, nah. Fuck that. And anybody who says this fucking movie is worth anything is like, I would burn every copy of this movie ever.
Well, what do you say to the, you know, because of the way the racial movies that's out now and the ones that you've seen over time, what do you say to the little black kid that wants to view slavery from the Ku Klux Klan perspective? You would tell them to not make them kind of movies?
View slavery from the Ku Klux Klan perspective?
I mean, some people are weird. Some people are into that.
Okay.
They
well,
want to know why they want to know. Maybe they want to look at it from that perspective just to see where all this hate is coming from.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, the hate started way before slavery. I mean, it's a whole legacy. We start back to what they call the Dark Ages in Europe. It's called the Dark Ages because the Moors ran Europe. The Moors were like black folks that were Muslim. They kind of ran Spain, Italy, Rome. That's why it's called the Dark Ages. 700 some odd years. That's kind of where the hate came from originally. Crusades, all that, to push black folks out of Europe. Because we was kind of running it. And the Renaissance comes from when white people are back in charge, allegedly. But as far as the slavery goes, and loving slavery from the Klan perspective, I mean, is there any other perspective? Has there ever been any other perspective?
No, just the black and white perspective, but you don't see the that side. You see the side like the Mississippi Burning movie. You see that side. That's all you see is the black struggles. You don't get to see the other side. There's always two sides to the story.
Right. Well, I mean, that's why I said they say the Dark Ages. And it's supposedly bad. Europe was not good, but the Moors are running. And they survived just fine. I mean, the only people who were dying were confused faith. It's like, wash your ass if you want faith. It's kind of how that goes.
I can tell why you wouldn't want it to be in the top 10.
Well, I mean, a movie saying that black men in particular are chasing after white women, and the Klan had to save white women from all these black dudes out there trying to rape white women. It's like, come on. As a top five movie?
Absolutely not.
That's not a top 1 million pop. I'm just saying.
I don't see it.
You know, I respect your opinion. Yeah. And yes, legislatures, if we come out against Birth of a Nation, we're coming out against the Ku Klux Klan. If you ask me, fuck Birth of a Nation. And if you ask me tomorrow, 20 years from now, probably gonna say the same thing. Fuck Birth of a Nation. And anybody who likes it. But that's just me. And now, there's something I want to talk about. Might be a little bit closer to home here. Have you heard of the California Street Terrorism and Prevention Act, or the STEP Act, as it's called?
No.
Well, this act, it deems it illegal to willfully promote or benefit from criminal gang activity. And lately, a few rappers have been being charged via the STEP Act because their lyrics are about gang activity.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, there have been rappers recently who had no criminal record and was being charged with 9 felony conspiracy charge based entirely on the rap lyrics published in his latest album. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, this is like, there's this rapper, Tiny Do, out of San Diego. Brandon Duncan is his name. And he's been charged with contributing to gang activity, and his mixtape, which was used in court as proof. He almost went to jail because he did a rap album. No criminal record.
Well, that's nothing new, because rapping has lost, the art of rapping is gone. Like, rap, there's no more art. And two, the lifestyle that the youth is living, regardless whether or not you're part of that lifestyle or you're just rapping about it, the fact that you know information and you rap about these things that people know you're not involved with, that's kind of guilty by association and you're kind of dry snitching.
Yeah, I mean, but it's fraudulent because you ain't even living it. You just making stuff up. And I mean, if you're one of them people out there listening, if you making these mixtapes, if you in Cali especially, Step Act, they can take your ass to court.
Be careful what you say.
Yeah, I mean, that MF Doom, rap snitches, telling on yourself, not even telling on yourself, just perpetrating a fraud. You know, end up spending $10,000 that you probably would want to keep in your pocket on a lawyer. $5,000 on bail. Asking your grandma to put her house up so your ass can get out of jail. Just saying. Watch yourself. Because it's a real law in Cali. And they can step to you anytime. Ain't nothing you can do about it. But go to court.
Stay away from the great state of California if you want to be a rapper.
I'm guessing that other states have the law too. I haven't looked it up, but I'm a guess that other states have a law similar to that. Just so, I mean, because actually, it's a money maker. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I'm like, yeah, they can make money off that. I mean, because you know that bail is $5,000 a pop. I just come arrest you, hey. Put that album out, promoting gang activity, 5G.
That's not right.
I know, but if you're trying to make money, it ain't wrong. you can put. You hit up all these little rappers coming up like, oh, what's your name? Little Slaughter, yeah, we gonna send the cops to get you right now. Just because. And speaking of jail, I mean, one, your lyrics suck, and two, I mean, I guess if I was a prosecutor, I guess it's a good thing I'm not, because I probably would have all these cats picked up. Like, you did that album? Sign the warrant. Go get him. Arresting all of y'all.
And then not even gonna
release your name to give you some fame. Just gonna arrest you. You can't tweet nothing. Police brutality.
Well, good thing I lost my rap ambitions about 6 years ago.
6 years ago?
About 6 years ago. That's about the time my child was born.
All right. Well, speaking of ambition, and we talking about how dirty they are, Glenn Ford, in prison nearly half his life for a murder he didn't commit. 65 years old, denied restitution for his nearly 30 years on Louisiana's death row, and the man got cancer. So...
Well, Caddo we all know the prison.
District Judge Catherine Duro denied Ford compensation, saying that while Ford did not commit the murder that led to his wrongful imprisonment, he was proven to be guilty of lesser crimes and was not an innocent man. Instead, the judge said Ford knew about plans for the robbery that led to the killing and didn't stop it.
So they sentenced him to all them years in jail because he knew of something and didn't stop it, basically. That's thank you to the justice system.
Yeah. Now you think
well, that's
about
just
it.
Like, well, we all know that the justice system is flawed. That's just like the, I don't know what state it was in, the gentleman who's lost his license and is about to be facing jail time because he hasn't paid back child support to a kid that's not his. DNA tests proved that the child wasn't his. The mama came out and said to the judge that the child wasn't his, but yet the judge is still authorizing him to either go to jail, I mean, pay the child support or go to jail.
Right.
And even though the mom told the judge that I only did it because I needed the welfare, the fact that she did it and he didn't comply to whatever mail was sent because he was incarcerated at the time, which he still had, he has proof for. They still, the judge says she had to pay the back child support or go to jail. Crazy. It's like the judge, the justice system don't want to admit when it's wrong.
Right.
But knows that it's flawed.
Oh, very flawed. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm whatchamacallit. I'm wrong, like you said, for not paying child support on a kid that's not mine when it's proven by DNA that it's not mine. Two, you have a guy who didn't commit the crime, and because he didn't stop a crime that he wasn't committing, and he went to jail for years, wrongfully, the judge said, oh yeah, he gonna get restitution. But I guess that's right, because, you know, we kind of didn't get our restitution for slavery either. 40 acres and a mule. I'm always going to bring
40
that
acres. 40 I, funky acres.
Yeah. I'll take 1 acre.
I'll just take the mule.
That's a fair exchange. Although mules are kind of stubborn.
Don't matter. My mule earned that mule.
Yep.
Sweat on my back.
Yep.
Keep your land, because I don't want to be placed on somewhere that you feel like you've given me. You keep the land. You just give me the mule. I'll walk till I find somewhere that's pure.
Well, you can ride the mule. You might not get there fast, but you can ride the mule.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
Gives me lots of time to think about my freedom.
On that note, thank you, listener. Thank you, Ms. Sanchez, for the email. Keep them coming. I'm Mr. F the N-Word from my main man, Joshua. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.